Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Kind of avoided this as a topic. And that is generally anything that this person says. But I think she said something that Detroiters might be interested in. So we'll play it for you today at 1:31. 248-539-9797 pertains to a former Lion. Actually, it pertains to two former Lions. That today at 1:31. In the meantime, we're talking about these, a lot of feedback on these big old tub of pretzels question of the day, questions we had. And if you have any questions you'd like us to answer, feel free, send them over to Kang. 248-539-9797. Text them to get them in. But one of them was, what is something you absolutely resent having to pay for? My original answer was, I hate paying for parking at a hotel that I'm staying at. I feel like it's just simply an additional overcharge, and it's always a ridiculously large amount, it seems to me. Gator said, you hate paying credit card fees.
Mm-hmm.
Use your credit card and you get charged more.
I don't mind a fee, but the way they're using it now, it's a tax.
Yeah.
Which I think is ridiculous.
And there's been a lot of great ones that have come in. My favorite so far as a parent is paying for like a tournament that you're playing in. Not school events. Kind of get it, supporting the athletic department at a school. But like in the summer, you're playing travel baseball or whatever. And you get there and it's $15 for the parents to watch their own kids. Kang, you're about to find out.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you on this. I'm probably going to get the little girl into some sports this summer.
Yeah.
He's ready. That's right. But I'm not like Rieger. Don't
just
worry.
He's tearing Gator it up on indoor basketball, though.
Yeah. LPGA Tour. Here we come. Mm-hmm. But so why don't they put this? Would it make you feel better if they put the fee into, you know, right away, like what it costs right into the beginning? Okay. Yep. Like, hey, here's
just
the,
like everything else.
Yeah,
like,
so if they're going to charge, if you figured out that it's $100 a person for the tournament, make it 115 and I'll shut up because I already know that.
And then they'd say, no gate fees.
Yeah.
I'd be so fired up to see that.
You know what they would do then? Like, let's say it's you and your wife would go, and they charge you $130. And all of a sudden, your wife can't go. They're not going to give you back that extra $15.
No.
No, but they'll probably assume that there'll be two parents per kid, and they, whatever their gate fee is, they just roll it into the original price. It was like the guy who's mad about paying for the Lions preseason ticket, and has, on the ticket, he says it has the same price as a regular season ticket. He'd rather pay more in all his 8 or 9 regular season home games and then have his preseason ticket say $20, even if at the end he was paying the same price. And that makes sense.
I got another one that really grinds my gears.
All right, let's hear it.
Inheritance taxes. So money that has been saved, that has already been taxed, by the way. It's money that you earned in your career or whatever. It's already been taxed, and you've got it in a savings account. When you pass, you leave that money on to relatives or whatever. That money now gets taxed again.
Yep.
It's already been taxed, but you're going to tax it again because I'm gifting it to somebody, I'm giving it to somebody else, and now it's going to be looked at as income. That annoys the hell. That whole premise annoys the hell out of me.
248-539-9797. Here's some text. The bathroom attendant, where I feel like I have to pay to wash my hands. That's from Chris at home.
Bathroom attendant.
Betsy in Ann Arbor. I hate paying for resort fees at hotels. Just make the price for my room more from the start.
No, just make it less because it's usually the resort fee is that pool that sucks or the workout room, which has like a treadmill and like horrible free weights.
A universal machine, yeah.
Yeah, and the internet. That's what the resort fee is. And they make you pay for it.
We get back to the bathroom attendant. Is there anything more uncomfortable than the bathroom attendant? Do you feel, I kind of feel bad for that guy because it's a job that he's got.
And you're sitting in a public restroom.
Right.
For income. is that guy only making tips too?
Probably.
And I'm like, dude, I've been washing my hands my entire life. I really don't need any help.
Yeah, but do you need a condom?
Well, I mean, that I'll pay for, right?
Well, no.
But I don't need I don't need to pay for this guy because he happened to hand me a paper towel that I was reaching for. Hey, oh, here, let me grab that for you. Oh, thanks. Let me grab a dollar bill for you because you handed me a paper towel.
How about I grab a paper towel that you haven't touched? I'd prefer that one.
Right. Bathroom attendant.
Here's some toilet paper.
Well, let me use that right quick.
I mean, they got all types of stuff there that they can sell you, and I get that part. Like, oh, hey, you need some scope, need some freshener, we got some gum here. Okay, fine, fair enough, all right. But if I'm just going to wash my hands after I've done my business, leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
You going to hand me a towel? You know what I'll do? I'll wipe my hands, say thank you, and I'll throw the towel out and walk out. I'm not going to tip a guy because he handed me a towel. Does that make me a bad person?
No,
I'm not a cheap person. You've seen me out and about.
I'm not a cheap person.
I'm not going to tip a guy because he handed me a paper towel.
Dave in Clinton Township. Hi, Dave.
Wow, but then you get that extra squirt of your car as you're going back out. Wow. Okay, sorry
about that.
Spray
in the air. I'll walk right through it.
Right.
Yeah, so I hated having to pay my wedding photographer. Okay, 18 bills, and they don't even have to flip and buy film anymore. So basically, I paid $1,800 to make sure my aunt and uncle were staying next to each other when they took the picture. and we had to feed them.
Oh, wow.
I mean, the flowers, you get flowers. I get it. Okay. You know, all the DJ, they're there playing the tunes, whatever. For some reason, what I paid the wedding photographer and what we got, the book, we still had to go to Walgreens. Like, it was my own damn pictures.
So that one really bothered you, huh?
Yeah. And you talk about going into the future. I'd rather go into the past. I saw a picture of this online with O.J. Simpson standing next to Bruce Jenner with that one.
Bill
Howard
Cosby,
Cosell.
Wasn't it?
No, it was Howard Cosell doing an interview with Bruce Jenner and O.J. Simpson. And he said, folks, I just came back from the future. You're not going to believe this crap.
The Lions still haven't won a Super Bowl.
Right.
Let's go to Mike in Lake Orion. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, it's the season. Everybody's tire is got the warning light on, so the 75 cents for the air that you got to pay at the gas stations, I think is pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it's a machine that has to be used. I mean, I kind of get it, but it does seem odd that we're paying for air.
Another one is kitty litter. It's, sand, and it's $15 for the box. I don't know why, if there's some gold shards in there or what, but kitty litter should be a couple of dollars, not $15 for the box.
It seems like a bit much.
Yeah. Well, it's not just sand. There's,
Got a text here from Susan. I hate when you're asked to tip at a carryout restaurant like Jimmy John's. I struggle with the carryout tip. I feel like I should, and yet why?
I've been better at it. I used to not want to do it, but now I appreciate that people are actually working.
Yeah,
so I'm willing
helps.
To
that's
give
a couple
way bucks.
To look at
no,
it.
Yeah. The difference now is, we are in unprecedented times. That's why. No, it's true, though.
It's text from Susan, huh?
That's not who you think.
Oh, okay.
But seriously,
now I appreciate people working.
That's a good point, but I do struggle with it. And it's because when I tip a driver, he brought me the food. Somebody brings me I'm like, there you go.
Yeah.
I went and got it. So I did that part.
Yeah. Normally I wouldn't.
Yeah.
But lately I've been much more inclined.
I will say this. That is a great mental trick to maybe do the right thing, even though I don't even know that prior to the pandemic, was tipping to go pick up food, was that expected?
No, I don't think it was expected. And I think in some restaurants and fast food places or whatever, now they've taken to Would you like to, they actually ask you, would you like to leave a tip if you're paying with it? Because everybody's paying with credit cards these days. And when I see that option, I always will. But not all of the restaurants do that. And like, I'll be willing to give a tip, and but they just, you know, they take your card, run it through, and say thanks. And I didn't have a chance to leave a tip.
248-539-9797. Kang, did you already post a podcast from today? Or did Evan?
Evan might have. Why?
It's just Evan being station doofus.
What?
Somebody just tweeted us.
Delivery man?
Yeah.
Shredder?
Rock?
Remember the first topic we said, all right, we're probably going to have to get used to Jared Goff being our quarterback next year, right?
Yeah.
Evan posted the link to that podcast. Somebody just sent us a screenshot. What Evan wrote when he spelled Jared Goff, he didn't do double F on his name. He did double O.
Jared Goof?
Yep.
Come on.
The tag that Evan put on it is Jared Goof, the quarterback of the future for the Lions.
Please change that.
People, this is why we call him Station Doofus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.